Annapolis. After the American Revolution ended in 1783, the new United States had gained its independence, but also had to face some serious challenges. The war had been won, but the peace was unstable. The nation was governed under the Articles of Confederation, which created a weak central government with little power to tax, regulate trade, or enforce laws. Each state acted like its own country, printing its own money and setting up its own trade rules. As a result, the economy suffered and disagreements between states grew worse. These problems eventually led to the Annapolis Convention of 1786, a small but important meeting that set the stage for the creation of the United States Constitution. The Articles of Confederation were written during the Revolution to create a government to unite the colonies against Britain. However, after independence, their weaknesses became clear. Congress could not raise money through taxes, so it depended on the states to contribute funds, which they often refused to do. The lack of a national army or navy made it difficult to defend the country or protect trade. Economic problems were the biggest concern. States placed tariffs on goods from other states and from foreign nations. For example, New York might tax goods coming from New Jersey or Connecticut. This hurt trade and caused tensions. The country's credit was also in trouble because Congress couldn't pay debts from the Revolution. Many leaders realized that the nation needed a stronger and more unified system to handle commerce and finance. In 1786, a group of leaders, including James Madison of Virginia and Alexander Hamilton of New York, proposed a meeting to discuss how to fix the trade and commerce problems among the states. Virginia's legislature sent out invitations to all 13 states to send delegates to a convention in Annapolis, Maryland. The goal was to find a way to improve cooperation between states and strengthen the government's ability to regulate trade. When the convention met in September of 1786, attendance was disappointing. Only 5 states, New York, New Jersey, Delaware, Pennsylvania, and Virginia, sent delegates. Because so few states were represented, the group could not make major decisions or pass new laws. Despite this failure, the delegates made the most of their meeting. Under Hamilton's leadership, the delegates decided to write a report to Congress explaining the need for a broader meeting. They recommended holding another convention the following year, with representatives from all the states, to revise the Articles of Confederation entirely. This proposal was bold. It suggested that the country needed more than trade reform. It needed a new government structure. In some ways, the Annapolis Convention was a failure. It did not solve the nation's economic problems, and few states participated. However, its greatest success was a recommendation for a future meeting in Philadelphia. This advice directly led to the Constitutional Convention of 1787, where delegates from every state except Rhode Island met and created the United States Constitution, the second government of the new United States. Although small in size and short in duration, the Annapolis Convention had a lasting impact on American history. It showed that leaders like Alexander Hamilton and James Madison were thinking beyond temporary fixes. They wanted a stronger, more unified nation. Their efforts helped turn frustration under the Articles of Confederation into action. In the end, the Annapolis Convention acted as the spark that ignited the creation of a new constitution. From that meeting came the framework for the powerful and balanced federal government that continues to guide the United States today.
I'm Mike Chisholm for Door 24 History.